This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jason Kelce retires. You heard Jerry play some of the sound of his press conference yesterday as he's crying through it. He's laughing. He's crying. All the emotions of a guy who played that long in the NFL and is very popular. And now, of course, every single network and streaming service is going to be vying for his services if he wants to be a broadcaster, which I'm assuming he's going to want to do in his retirement. That podcast that him and Travis have, very popular. You can tell he's a good talker. He's a good speaker. He's someone that it should come naturally to him from being on TV. I mean, but what would his role be? Because I don't see him. I can't see him as a color analyst because he seems a little rougher around the edges to be able to do that.
He would have to be like a studio host.
Yeah, he would have to be somewhere.
Like a studio analyst, I should say.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that, you know, he's made a ton of money in his life. And he's got little kids. And is he going to want to, you know, commit to that type of, you know, every single weekend?
And Tom Brady did.
Yeah, but Tom Brady took a year off. You know, Tom Brady took a year off and hopefully is honing his craft, but you never know. Like, you know, we had J.J. Watt with us on the NFL today.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had him 6 weeks, I think, out of the 18 or 25 that we ended up doing. I think,
and then
the Super Bowl and everything.
Right.
So, you know, he lives in Phoenix, just had a baby and just did not want to travel every week.
Sure.
So, you know, there may be some accommodations that would be made for some of these guys, but that's the thing. Like, a lot of these guys that are coming out now, most of them anyway, have made a ton of money and may have other things going on in their life.
Yeah, but there's a lot of money in it, too, for guys like that.
I'm not as much as you think.
Well, what do you mean? Look at the money that Tony Romo got $17 million a year. Look at the money that Tom Brady got. What, he got a $250 million deal from
Fox? Both guys basically came at the right time, and their deals were up at the right time. And because of what happened with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck going to ESPN, Fox was in the mix, ESPN was in the mix. I mean, like, there were so many things that were going on 3 years ago that the landscape has changed.
Well, you still got a lot of money if you're one of the top guys. And I could imagine that somebody is going to make it worthwhile for someone like Jason Kelce. And I would imagine that he's going to want... I know that... who was it? Was it Charles Barkley that was talking to him? No, Shaq. It was Shaq who had Jason Kelce on his podcast. And he basically said, you know, spend the time with your family, do this, do that. You know, the things that I didn't do right and I screwed things up. And was giving him advice, so I mean, maybe that hits home with him, and he does take some time off. But I can't imagine a guy like that who loves the game in the way that he does, loves a microphone, is going to be able to stay away from a job in this industry where someone's going to pay him multiple millions of dollars to talk about the game.
Yeah, the thing too is their podcast. If Travis is still playing, their podcast is still going to be very, very popular.
Right, and you can say whatever you want on that podcast, whereas you can't do that on
television. No, you can't
television.
Do that on TV. Like, you can't talk about D's and B's, you know, on Sunday morning.
D's and B's. Yeah, you cannot do that. Maybe he would be. I know I initially was like, well, he's too rough around the edges to do color analyst stuff, but maybe he would be great at that. You know, there's not... like, Troy Aikman's so good at what he does, as you describe it, as folksy, and it's a calming voice. He nails it. He's really good.
Very relaxed when he does a game.
Yeah, and but I mean, could I mean, could Jason Kelce develop into that sort of John Madden-ish, you know, of now time? You know, like just an intense sort of funny, boom, look at the offensive lineman, look at this guy, big old Larry Allen, you know?
Yeah, I don't, you know, that will that personality be able to do what he does in front of that microphone when he's doing his podcast? That I don't know. But I will say, like, if you listen to, like, Matt Ryan and Tiki Barber,
yeah,
they're, like, really relaxed with each other.
Yeah.
You know, so just to listen to two guys that know no ball and talking about the game and, you know, just easy going, and it's not a hard listen, and they simplify the game, and they do a very good job. So I don't necessarily know. I don't know if Jason wants to do that. That also takes a whole week of preparation. You tend to forget.
Yeah, no, I know, but I don't forget. I'm well aware of it, and I actually am the person that says all the time, why is this guy going into broadcasting? For example, you know, with Nick Saban, why is he doing it? Tom Brady, why is he doing it? When Bill Belichick was rumored to maybe take a job, why is he doing it? All of the, I'm on the opposite side of these, this take, but with Jason Kelce, I feel like he is someone who is built for this. Plus, he didn't get Tom Brady money. He made a lot of money, didn't make quarterback money, didn't make Nick Saban money, is younger, and sort of is built for this whole thing. Like these other guys,
it feels that way, definitely.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying with him, I would be very surprised if he didn't end up somewhere right away.
The question that I would have would be, you know, is he willing to give up, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Because that's basically what you have to do.
Sure. And I think that, I mean, you know better than me, but when you go from playing and starting your season in training camp, and it's every single day, and it's a grind, you're an offensive lineman, you're taking a beating, to, you're telling me, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, during the fall, and I put on a shirt, and I hang out with some guys and talk football, like, I think...
It doesn't get much better than that, yes, I agree.
So,
but I'm just saying that, you know, certain guys, like, again, you know, J.J. Watt is the model for us, because when I took a look at him and I listened to him, he's got all great points. He makes salient points. He's funny. He's self-deprecating. But do you want to work 23 straight weekends in the fall?
I know. I mean, we talk about this all the time in radio, where is there going to be a – think about this. Is there going to be a former MVP in any sport that has retired in the last 15 years – that would do every day morning sports talk ever again?
No.
Right. I mean, so it's this industry is no
money,
different.
The money is completely different.
Yeah. This industry is no different in the radio industry.
Like, if Justin Jefferson gets $30 million a year for 5 years and gets a guaranteed of $85 million, basically doesn't have to do anything other than play football the rest of his life and then call quits when he's 32 years old if he'd like.
Yeah. I'm trying to see how much more J.J. Watt made in his career, if any, than he had to have made more than Jason Kelce, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Had to have. So Jason Kelce, let's see, he made in his career $81 million. J.J. Watt career earnings made $100 million. So actually, sorry, $129 million.
Plus, you're not counting endorsements and everything else that's going on, especially with both of those guys, because both of those guys uber popular within the sport and definitely uber popular within their fan bases, which no matter which team they played with, although Jason retired with Philadelphia, and of course, JJ went on to the Arizona Cardinals for a few years.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think that Jason Kelce is going to want to work. That's what I think. But I do understand your point, and I usually agree with that, with the commitment. And but I think the money.
I'm just
will
telling
be there.
You, it is. It's. I know. I've been doing it for 23 years.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I get it, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.